Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 9 through 12. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. The Voice and Lights of Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Imagine you're in the dark. It's scary, and you're afraid. You can't see who or what is around you. But then you hear a familiar, friendly voice. The voice tells you that you aren't alone, that you aren't in danger, that everything is going to be okay. That would be a comfort, wouldn't it? And then imagine that a light starts to shine, and it helps you to see the room around you the right way. You see how to avoid bumping into furniture and see the door that would lead you out to safety. The light would take away your fear, wouldn't it? All because of a voice and a light. That's the way God describes Jesus. He calls him the Word. He is how God speaks to us and tells us the most important things. And God calls Jesus the light of all mankind. He shows us God's love that tells us that everything will be okay, that our sins are forgiven, and that heaven is our home. And not just ours. Jesus is the light that shines for everyone. That's what happened on the first Christmas. God's Word and God's light came into the darkness of our world, gift-wrapped up as the baby Jesus, the greatest present God could ever give. You'd hope that present would be received with happiness by everyone. Sadly, he wasn't. A lot of his own people didn't believe in him. They were so opposed to him that they persecuted him, arrested him, nailed him to a cross, and killed him. But they didn't overcome him. When Jesus died, he was doing exactly what he was born to do. He gave God the greatest gift. You, a child of God, washed free from every sin, and he gave you the right to call yourself God's child. The world can still be dark, but you'll never be alone. Even if you feel like you're in the darkness, Jesus is God's Word speaking to you. He's God's light shining for you. Now you know who God is, and you know the gift he's given you. Merry Christmas. We pray to our Savior. Dear Jesus, of all the gifts we receive at Christmas, you are the best. Thank you for being God's Word, telling me everything God wants me to know. Thank you for being God's light, showing me everything God wants me to see. Thank you for teaching me to know God Himself. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.